I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Huge job losses due to COVID-19 are putting homeowners trying to pay their mortgage in peril. We welcome back to the show Rick Sharga, CEO of CJ Patrick Company, based in Orange County, California. The website, cjpatrick.com. Rick, a lot of people out of work, a lot of people maybe making less money, even if they are still working, and that presents a problem at mortgage time.
It sure does, and April is the first month where this will become a factor for a lot of the people whose income has been affected by COVID-19. May will probably be a little bit worse. We've had 10 million almost new jobless claims in the last 2 weeks, so it could be a real problem.
So is there help for people? I'm thinking if they've had that that drop in income, do they just call the mortgage company and say, hey, can you work with me here? Are there ways that they can get help?
Yeah, there actually is some good news on this front. The federal government passed something called the CARES Act, and what that does is allow a borrower whose income has been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic to automatically qualify for a forbearance program. What a forbearance program means is that the lender will allow them to defer payments for a period of time, and the program, when it comes to government-backed loans, allows for up to 180 days for that first forbearance period, 6 months, and then the borrower can qualify again for an additional 180 days. Two important things to note about that. One is that a forbearance is not the same as having your debt eliminated. What it basically does is defer those payments. So you still owe the money, you just don't have to make the payments right away. And the second is this program in particular is only for government-backed loans. So it's a loan that's backed by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the FHA, the Veterans Administration, or USDA. So loans that aren't part of that pool, and that's probably about 40% of the loans out there, you still have to work with your specific mortgage company to see what kind of programs they have.
So is that something people should be calling their lenders to find out if that's the type of loan they have?
Yeah, the best way, usually the best way to do that is to call your mortgage servicer, and that's the company that sends you your monthly mortgage bill, and they're required to let you know what's going on. The problem is, with the forbearance program, there have already been over 700,000 people that have called in looking for some help. The wait time on the calls is getting to be over 20 minutes. So it's getting harder to reach those mortgage servicers. If you go to the Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac websites, there's also a place where you can look up your loan to see if it is one of the loans that's owned by them. But in the end, you're still going to have to get in touch with your mortgage servicer to put the forbearance program in place and to get the details on how you're going to have to repay those loans, even if you do qualify for forbearance. And that's an important consideration, too, because some of the programs call for a balloon payment, which means at the end of the forbearance program, you're going to owe all that money back at the same time.
And this is probably a word of encouragement to people who may feel awkward placing that call to call the mortgage company, maybe pride, that sort of thing. Just an encouragement. Hey, you know, go ahead and do it. Get the help if you need it.
Anybody who needs the help, I would really, really urge to take advantage of this program. And it's important to reach out before you're delinquent so that the lender knows what your situation is. Nothing to be embarrassed about. This is a great program the government's put in place. Equally important, if you can pay your mortgage and don't gum up the works by trying to get in on this program at the expense, perhaps, of people who can't get through because – your kind of gaming the system. So it's important for people who aren't being affected to let the people who are being affected take full advantage of the program.
Thank you so much. Really good insight, Rick Sharga. He is CEO of CJ Patrick Company in Orange County, California.